Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 109 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Hope this finds you well. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me today. I am Rick Mulready, and today we're going to be talking about the three critical elements of a successful Facebook ads campaign. Now, this is the hard work that most people take for granted and they don't want to do. And I finally got a little bit fed up with it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a podcast episode about this. And so I could get a little ranty here today, and I apologize in advance if I do. Now, what I'm referring to here with the three critical elements that is part of this hard work is your strategy, your offer, and your target audience. These three things you've got to be crystal clear on before even opening up Ads Manager or Power Editor. You've got to spend the time on these three things. So we're going to go through each one of these three things today and break them down for you. As I mentioned, I might get a little bit ranty here today because most people, frankly, they want a magic pill. You know, they want the Facebook fairy to come down and start magically putting money in their bank account as soon as they throw up a Facebook ad. And although I would love it if it worked that way, unfortunately, it does not. Okay, so we're going to dive into each one of these three critical elements here today: your strategy, your offer, and your target audience. Now, before we dive into each of these elements, I want to share something with you that I am really, really excited about. I'm super pumped to announce that I'm doing another live event here in San Diego, California, the FE Advantage Live, or as I call it, the FBA Live. This is not your normal run-of-the-mill live event, though, where you sit and get spoken at all day. I'm limiting this to just 30 people. Okay, FBA Live is a three-day intimate workshop experience where you're going to learn cutting-edge online business building strategies, tips, and tactics that are working right now to grow and automate your business. Now, we're going to be talking about all different types of topics when it comes to growing your business online, but specifically, we're going to be focusing on Facebook ad strategy, okay? And if you're one of my FB Advantage or FB Advantage local students, you're going to get a special discount of $300 off to attend, okay? So I'll let you know details on how to get that at the end of this episode. At FBA Live, you're going to have rare access to and learn from some of the smartest and best online entrepreneurs around, people like Amy Porterfield, Pat Flynn, James Wedmore, Amber McHugh, and more are all going to be there at some point during those 3 days for you. You're going to be surrounded by other like-minded entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business just like you. Now, this is an opportunity for you to implement, with the help of my team and I, your Facebook ad strategy to grow your business. We're going to be personally helping you, looking over your shoulder to make sure that you're walking away with an active, high-converting campaign. and you're going to be walking away from this event with stuff done the right way. We're going to be helping you discover the blind spots, the things that may be getting in your way of effectively marketing your business online, and we'll fix them on the spot. This is exactly the reason why I'm limiting this to just 30 people. I absolutely love doing live events. It is one of the most rewarding things that I do in my business because I get to help students in real time overcome the challenges that they've been facing in marketing their business. And I love nothing more than seeing their face light up, you know, when they have that aha moment and they're like, yeah, I totally got this. So I want to invite you to the upcoming FBA Live. Again, this is going to be in December here in San Diego, California, December 9th, 10th, and 11th. So I'd love for you to join us so that we can personally help you grow and automate your business. Now, if you'd like to see the full agenda and sign up to reserve one of just the 30 spots, visit rickmulready.com/live, L-I-V-E, rickmulready.com/live. Now, we did this back in, I think it was May earlier this year, with about 30 people, and it was off the charts. It was my first live event like this, and it way exceeded my expectations. I had a blast. And the feedback from people, it was so positive. They said, look, when you do this again, don't let it go above 30, and also extend it to 3 days, because my live event back in May was 2 days. And they wanted more time. I thought it was going to be enough time. They wanted more time. So that is why I've extended FBA Live here out to 3 days, and I'm capping it at just 30 people, because this is very much going to be a workshop where my team and I are going to be helping you with your Facebook ad campaigns, your strategies, your ad copy, your landing pages, you name it. We're going to be helping you, making sure that you implement so that you're walking away from the event with everything set up the right way and running and active. So I'd love to see you and work with you in San Diego, rickmulready.com/live. All right, let's dive into the critical work that you need to do in order to have a successful Facebook ads campaign. And that first critical strategy, as I mentioned before, or I should say the first critical element, is your strategy. And I call this your game plan. If you've been listening to this podcast for any period of time or ever been on any of my trainings, you know that I talk about this a lot. And I talk about it a lot because it's so important for your Facebook ad strategy. You know, as I mentioned before, you don't slap up a Facebook ad to have money magically start flowing into your bank account. I definitely wish that happened. No, you've got to have a sales funnel. You've got to have a system, a game plan in place where you're going to be taking your target audience on Facebook, converting them into a lead, meaning joining your email list, and then into a long-term customer. Okay. And it's this system that allows you to grow your business very quickly with Facebook ads. But if you start your Facebook ads strategy without a game plan, this is where you're going to be losing money. You know, everybody's afraid of losing money. Well, if you want to lose money and you want a surefire way to lose money, just start running Facebook ads without a strategy in place. I see this a lot, unfortunately. And so we covered this back in episode number 100, but a great way, a very simple way to figure out what your game plan is for your business is to think about and sort of map out what are the steps in your business that somebody needs to take in order to become a paying customer. And just work backwards from the sale. I shouldn't say just, you know, this is work here. You know, this is that hard work that we're talking about here in this episode that not enough people want to do. They just want to put that Facebook ad up and just start seeing success from it. It doesn't work that way. You've got to have a strategy in place. I told you at the beginning that I was going to get a little ranty here. So working backwards from this sale. Let's try to put together a couple of different examples here. So I'll use my business as a first example. So in order for someone to become one of my students, to join up for whether it's FBA Live or whether it is one of my courses or, you know, one of my small group coaching intensive programs, I have to develop a relationship with people before they start wanting to pay money for me to help them out. You know, they've got to trust me, they have to know me, and they have to have either listened to or consumed or watched or some form of content so that they trust me and they're able to say, you know what? Yes, I know that Rick is the right person for me to learn from and help me grow my business. Okay. So it was very simply here. So if they're signing up for one of my courses, then if that's my end goal, what are the steps that need to happen in order for someone to pay for the course? Okay. So maybe the previous step is they land on my order form. How do they get to the order form? Well, maybe I'm giving the link to the sales page. So they click on the sales page to say, yes, I want to enroll in this program. They go to the order form, they fill out the order form, and then they get to get access to the program. Well, how do they get to the sales page? Well, they might get there from a webinar. How do they get to the webinar? Well, they have to register and they get their email. So they get an email with information about the webinar. Well, how do they get onto your email list? See, we've talked about this before, but again, I really wanted to include this in the episode here because this is the critical work that not enough people want to do. So how do I get them on my email list? You know, they register for the webinar on a landing page. What's the step previous to that? How do I get them to the landing page? Well, this is where our Facebook ads come in. So the whole strategy starts with our Facebook ads. Facebook ads, in my case here, to a registration page. Registration page, they end up on our email list. Email list, you know, I'm giving them value. I'm giving them information about the upcoming webinar. So they register for the webinar. They attend the webinar. And then from there, they go to the sales page, the order form to the program. So they get to enroll in the program that way. So this becomes our strategy. Okay. And then it comes into what we're going to talk about here in just a minute about the offer. So I use this strategy here to figure out, oh, okay. So if this is my game plan here, what are the things that I need to make sure that are in place for this? Well, I need to have some email system to be able to collect their email addresses on the landing page. I need to have a landing page. So I use lead pages. I use Infusionsoft. So they hook up together. And then I would need, if I'm doing a webinar, I need a webinar platform. So I use GoToWebinar. See what I'm saying here is I have my strategy. Then that very easily allows me to figure out what are the elements I need to have in place in order to make this strategy work, which all begins with and is driven by Facebook ads. Okay. So again, we go over this in depth more in episode back on episode number 100, if you want to go back and reference that again, but it's all about knowing and creating this path from taking your target audience on Facebook, converting them into a lead and then into a long-term customer before, and this is the key word here, before you run any Facebook ads. Okay. So that's the first step. This is the first part of the critical work you've got to be doing if you want to have a successful Facebook ads campaign. So now let's talk about the second critical step. I might even say this is really part of that first step, a very close, maybe 1B of your strategy. And that is having a great offer because your strategy starts with a great offer. Now, what does a great offer look like? It begins the conversation with your target audience on Facebook. Sort of, this is your sort of introduction to your target audience and vice versa. This is the introduction that your target audience has with you. Okay. So you want to start off with making sure that you're adding value to your target audience. You want to be helping and solving a problem that only you can be solving for your target audience. So you know what your specialty is or what your niche is or what your business is. How are you helping people that you want to attract? How are you helping your target audience? Give them a quick win. Okay. So this is one of those things where rather than giving somebody, say, like a 40-page ebook that they're never going to consume, give them content that gives them a win that they can consume very quickly. And they're like, holy cow, I can do this right now. And I'm going to get benefit from this right away. Okay. So add free value to them, give them a quick win and make sure that your offer aligns with and is relevant to what you're eventually going to sell them. Okay. And so in my training recently, I don't know why I use this example because I'm not a pet owner. I have all kinds of allergies. I've actually never had a pet outside of a goldfish when I was a little kid and I buried the goldfish in the backyard, by the way. I've never had a pet, but during a recent training, I used a pet store as an example for this point right here. Okay. So make sure that your offer aligns with and is relevant to what you're eventually going to sell. So for example, if you're a pet store and your free offer or your offer, I should say, is a discount on a dog collar, for example, that's what you're offering in your Facebook ad, but you eventually want to get them to become a bigger customer, but you have in mind, this is a terrible example as I'm saying this out, but maybe like you're like, well, you're going to offer that person a birdcage or something down the road. Okay. Well, that dog collar and the birdcage don't align whatsoever. Okay. So you kind of get my point here. You know, this could be like if you're a personal trainer and you're running Facebook ads to attract paying clients to come train with you, if you were to offer something that is like a six-pack abs diet, which is like a free download, but then you are leading them to a yoga class or something like that, well, probably not in alignment there. Okay, so you get my point here. Those are terrible examples. I probably should have thought that more through. But the key point here is make sure that your offer aligns with and is relevant to what you're eventually going to sell them, because that's where you're leading them into the sale. And it starts with that initial offer. Okay, let's move on to the next bullet point here. Be thinking about how you can be building your email list. Okay, so you can be building a relationship with your target audience, because we've all heard this and we talk about it a lot here on the show. People buy from those that they like and trust, and email obviously is a great way to do that. Okay, so be thinking about in your offer, how can you be collecting an email address as you are making your offer? Most of us do this already, but I just want to kind of make sure that this is in here, because especially when it comes to like a local business, for example, a lot of local businesses think that they don't need to collect an email address. Or if you're an e-commerce business, you know, those are more businesses where you generally think, well, I'm just going to run right to my product or my business. Well, really, really strongly urge you to test out getting that, you know, putting a step in there where they have to download something in order to get to the business or get to the product first. Okay. Be building your email list so you can build that relationship with them and have a much longer term relationship. We're playing the long game here. So have an email list that you can nurture those relationships over a period of time. Okay. Two more elements of your offer. You want to position yourself as an authority. Okay, so this is more akin to, well, I mean, whatever you're doing, you definitely want to be seen as an authority, especially if you're in like a high ticket product or service niche. You know, if you're like a roofing company or a lawyer or Facebook ads person, whatever it might be, you want to be positioning yourself as an authority. Okay, so how can you be using the offer that you're making to do that? And obviously, as part of that, differentiating yourself from other businesses. This should go without saying here. How can you leverage an offer to differentiate yourself from other businesses? Okay. And I'll make sure these are all these points here on the show notes page for today's episode, which is going to be rickmulready.com/109. Now, when it comes to the offer, I get this question all the time from people. What should my offer be? And this is where I can definitely go off on a rant, because frankly, I think this is where people get lazy. You know, if you know the characteristics of a great offer, which we've been through, and you know what your offer is going to depend on, you know, the type of business that you have, the products or services that you sell, and knowing what your customer wants or needs, then you know best what might attract your ideal audience to come up with an offer. Okay, guys, this is the part that unfortunately I see this way too often. And again, I just look at this as a very lazy way that somebody, you know, just wants me or somebody else to tell them what the offer should be. Certainly I can give you some ideas, which I'm going to give you here in just a second, but you know your business best. You know your customers best. You know what you sell. You know how you can help people. So be thinking about, you know, how you can be attracting your ideal audience, because you know your business best. Okay. For some suggestions, you know, look, we can do an ebook or a guide. Now, don't go crazy over, you know, the length of the ebook or a guide. You know, Adam Sand, who was on episode 95, rickmulready.com/95. Adam is the co-owner of the roofing company in Western Canada. And look, roofs are what, between $4,000 and $40,000 or something like that. And he's crushing it with Facebook ads and one lead magnet, one free piece of value that he offered people to attract people into his business was something like, I forget exactly what it was, but 10 ways to save money on your next roofing project. You know, it wasn't blatantly for his business, but it was valuable information that people, you know, needing a roof would want to learn about. So this helped position him as an authority in the space. And within that guide, he led people to his website, but it wasn't blatantly advertising his business. He was adding free value. So you could do an ebook or a guide. You could do a checklist or a cheat sheet or a helpful blog article or how-to video, a video series, an audio lesson, a limited time discount, a special giveaway, coupon, complimentary session, etc. As you can see, there's all different types of ideas here or ways that you can be adding free value or adding value to your target customer. And it doesn't always have to be like a giveaway or something. You can do a coupon, or you can do a discount, or, you know, a special giveaway that's going to be expiring after a period of time. Think through how you can add free value to your target audience that helps and solves a problem for them. You know, again, you know what type of business that you have, the products or services that you sell, and you know what your customer wants or needs. Hopefully you do. Start there. Okay. So creating a great offer comes down to testing to see what works. You know, this is no different than all of your paid advertising. You've got to be testing different things. So creating that great offer might take some time, and you might have to create multiple offers until you figure out which one works the best to attract your ideal audience. So start there and create an offer and start testing to see what works. Okay. So as I mentioned, creating that great offer does come down to knowing your target audience, which is the third part of your critical work here that we're talking about here today, if you want to have a successful Facebook ads campaign. And you're going to hear me talk about this in a second. This is another one of those areas where people get very lazy when it comes to running Facebook ads. You know, most people do know the demographic of their target audience. Maybe it's their age range, you know, are they male or female? Maybe where they live. They might know other people in the space who their target audience might also be interested in, or maybe it's competitors in the space they might be familiar with. That's all great, but if you really want to be successful with your Facebook ad strategy, I'm talking very successful with your Facebook ads, you've got to take the knowledge of your target audience a lot deeper than that. I'm talking about knowing what they're interested in. What are their interests? What are their hobbies? Do they read publications? Do they watch certain TV shows? Do they attend certain events, etc., associations, or whatever that might be? You know, I like to use sometimes the yoga niche sometimes as an example. So if I'm in the yoga niche, whether I have an online program or I'm a local yoga studio, maybe I want to be targeting, you know, women between the ages of 25 and 45 who have an interest in yoga. Of course, I would test that out, but you definitely want to be taking it a step further. So maybe you want to be testing out women 25 to 45 who have an interest in Yoga Journal, which I'm pretty sure is like the leading yoga publication. Okay. So people who are reading Yoga Journal are very likely going to be interested, if you're in the yoga niche, what you have to offer. Or maybe you want to target women between 25 and 45 who shop at Whole Foods or go to farmers markets. And yes, I guess this gets a little bit stereotypical sometimes, and I might be generalizing here, but my point is it really comes down to thinking outside the box when it comes to dialing in on your target audience. Okay. This is another step in a successful Facebook ad strategy where people ask me all the time, who should I target? Well, you know your target audience the best. Who are those people? You know, you've got to spend some time on this, and everything you do in your business will be easier once you really, really clearly have an idea of who your target audience is. Okay. You know, we hear about like knowing your customer avatar and all that stuff. That's very, very important. You know, myself included, early on, really took that for granted. I was like, yeah, I know who my target audience is, but you've really got to spend some time dialing in and diving deeply into knowing your target audience. Last episode, in episode number 108, where I had my good friend and amazing copywriter, Hattie Brazley, on the show, we dove into, you know, sort of hacking your ideal customer. That was from the perspective of writing copy. But, you know, this is what we're talking about here. Really diving in and, you know, getting a deeper understanding of who your target audience is so that you can leverage that with your Facebook ad strategy. Okay. And going back to the yoga example. So if I put yoga into audience insights within Facebook, I'm going to get all kinds of different examples there. And oftentimes the idea of using audience insights is really looking for the gold. It's like picking out one or two things that you maybe hadn't thought of and then putting that into audience insights and see what comes up as a result of putting those things in there. So for example, if I put, you know, Yoga Journal in there, let's see what other results come up. Or if I put Whole Foods or farmers markets or whatever it might be, looking for those little gold nuggets that are in there. Okay. So always use a free tool like Audience Insights to find additional audiences here. And a lot of what we're talking about here not only is great for obviously targeting your Facebook ads out of the gate and testing. But once you get an idea of what these target audiences are, this is an amazing way to scale your Facebook ads. Okay. And we're not going to dive into scaling here in this episode, but you know, we can either add more budget into what's already running, or we can go what I call like horizontally and find additional target audiences that we can target our ads to. So it's another great way to scale, but you can't do that unless you have a really, really good understanding of your target audience. Okay. Guys, this is the hard work that few people want to do because, well, it can be a pain and it can take time. I get it. You want to just get going already, getting more leads and sales for your business using Facebook ads, but you've got to start with these elements first, knowing what your strategy is, what your game plan, having a clear idea of what your offer is going to be as you start to test, and then really diving into knowing your target audience. If you do this hard work and spend the time up front, you're going to be setting yourself up for success with your Facebook ads campaign strategy. Okay. And just to reiterate what I said before, do this before even opening up Ads Manager or Power Editor, unless you're opening up Ads Manager to go into Audience Insights. Then in that case, it's okay. But do this work before setting up your Facebook ads. You will thank me later. All right. Now, before I wrap up here, as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you'd like to be one of the 30 people to attend FBA Live here in San Diego, California, this December 9th, 10th, and 11th, go to rickmulready.com/live for all the details and to reserve your spot. Again, this is a 3-day intimate workshop experience where you're going to learn cutting edge online business building strategies, tips, and tactics that are working right now to grow and automate your business. Specifically, we're going to get very deeply into Facebook ads and Facebook ad strategy. And again, if you're one of my FB Advantage or FB Advantage local students, you get a $300 off discount to attend FBA Live. So if you are interested in doing that, I'm going to post it in our Facebook groups, but you can also email me support@rickmulready.com and we will get you that coupon code to get the $300 off. Remember, Amy Porterfield, Pat Flynn, James Wedmore, Amber McHugh, and others will all be speaking over those 3 days. This is an opportunity for you to implement, with my help and my team, your Facebook ad strategy to grow your business. We're going to be there to personally help you and make sure that you're walking away with an active, high converting campaign. Or if you're already running Facebook ads, we'll make sure that they're running better by the time that you leave. Okay. So join us December 9th, 10th, and 11th here for FBA Live in San Diego. Go to rickmulready.com/live to reserve one of those 30 spots. All right. Thank you so much for listening today. Really appreciate you. I've got a lot of great episodes coming your way in the upcoming weeks. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic and your strategy and your offer to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode. Welcome to episode number 109, everybody. This is the Art of Paid No.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.